work.
All right, everybody. I am here before you tonight to make a new disclaimer, because the old disclaimer sounds like a piece of shit. So I'm going to give you a more clear one where I sound more confident and more believing in myself. Anything you hear on the show, whether it's clips or music, let me make one thing very clear. I absolutely 100% do not own any of it. I am promoting it for the artist and to use it as part of my show. But again, I do not own anything that I may share during breaks or intros or whatever. So please, do not steal from anybody, because it is not right. I want to share my love of music, and I want to give you the best product as possible. That's it. That's all I gotta say. Now, enjoy the show. Network.
Light the way, and all you have to do is let me in. Bye.
Used to cut the rock with no glove on, shove on, but a black developer love joke. The reason why your hoe got the rug on. It's no limit. Call me Mr. Sober. Work all day to the work gone. Talking back in the day when I had a truck phone. My nigga made a wrong turn, got flipped in the sun. Had to say I was a smoker just so I can go home. Every day another episode. I'm just trying to hit a beat like a stethoscope. Like my bass line's thick, like a Texas hoe. It was written, but the signature ain't legible. Drink so much, I can drown a bitch on some other shit. A demon known to hunt, but a sucker bitch. Why you want some cutting shit? Hit it, then fuck a bitch. I don't think you know who you're fucking with. Two tears in the bucket. Fuck it. I don't care about nothing. Nothing. Two tears in the bucket. Fuck it. I don't care about nothing.
Nothing. D's dangerous. Runner jewels is chaos and arrangement. Shit'll get your fuck face a facelift. Papa did the triple and flip when it came in. Mama never met a bottle that she couldn't drain quick. Hey, stuck in a rule, the fuck shit approaches. Like we believe in nothing, Lebowski, there's no motive. I pop along trying to get bags like fuck all of them. Death is on my couch and I'm telling them jokes, stalling them. Plus I offer one of my smokes and smoke all of them. True doom, eat if you're cruel like food. Say the name, it's like you're praying for pain. We drew rude. Got a brain, you gon' move it or lose it, you screwed. I'm profane, it's deranged and it's sick. Real shit, if I'm correct, the really cool kids probably calling it lit. Call it shit that I am culling for my brain with a switch. Hold my beer, I'm about to go and get rich. Motherfuckers, three tears in a bucket.
My, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. It has been a very long time since I have last did an episode of the show. And nothing like a little bit of Danny Brown to get it started. Especially from his new album, You Know What I'm Saying, and that song ladies and gentlemen, was probably the best song on the album, called Three Tears. Produced by Mr. Danny Brown, the best rapper alive, by the way, and Run the Jewels, one of the best rap groups led by EIP. Love that group. What a great way to start the return of the show. Anywho, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back for the first time in a long time to Real Time with Sky. As usual, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know who I am. The name is in the title. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, I appreciate y'all, as usual, for joining me here tonight. Here on the show, we value one thing, and one thing only, and that's feeling what you want to feel. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, when you feel what you want to feel, you're being real. And being real is a very, very big deal. It is good to be back. Now, I know I said I was going to wait until next week, but you know what? Screw it. Why not? A couple things inspired me. So, we are officially back in business. So, to kick off the Season 3 premiere of Real Time with Sky, I'm going to do something that I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time on the show. And that is a thing I like to call drama versus trauma. Now what do I mean by drama versus trauma? I mean, a lot of people throughout my life have always thought that I was a dramatic person. And quite honestly, even though I'm not perfect, they couldn't be further from the truth. So, what I'm going to do is, because I know that there are a lot of people out there who, people have probably thought, oh my God, this person is full of trauma. Oh, but wait a minute, you don't know their story. So we're going to do that to kick off the Season 3 premiere of the show tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, the first order of business is I'm going to do this. Since it has been a while, a lot of things have been testing me as of late. However, I am trying to make serious changes. And I'll tell you why here in just a second. But before I do that, I'm going to do this one final time, and I am done. Anybody out there who doesn't understand just who the hell I am, then that's on y'all, playa. That is on y'all. That's not on me. That's on y'all. Because I have done many episodes, I've done many segments where people still don't get it. That's what we're going to do to start off the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you just who I am. My name is Sky Benjamin Savatier. I am 26 years old. I live in Austin, Texas. I've been to hell and back. I'm still with the old man, unfortunately. But as of late, I have been seriously trying to make even more changes. And I'll probably get to that here at the end of the first half of the show before I go to break. Let me remind you all who I am. And before I do that, let me make one thing very clear. I'm not easy to be around at times. I understand that. I get it. I'm not denying it. But if anybody out there thinks that, oh, I love looking for drama. Oh, I love being angry. You couldn't be more wrong. And let me tell you why. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, I said it before, and I'll say it again. If you don't know my story, read my damn book. Read my damn book. Listen to my show. That's number one. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, there are those out there who know the real me, and they know that I'm a fair, loving guy. But here's the bottom line. I'm only that way until certain things start to piss me off. And some of the things will be things that I will address throughout season 3 of the show. One of those things being ghosting. I cannot stand that. I cannot stand people who ghost. And there is a situation that I'm dealing with right now that I'm not going to get into at this time. At least not yet. I'm going to see how it goes. And if the situation keeps pissing me off, I'm going to bring it to the fucking front row. But ladies and gentlemen, that is an example of the shit that I am tired of. Now, a lot of people can think all they want that I'm an angry son of a bitch. And here's the bottom line. I am a tough son of a bitch. I'm a tough son of a bitch who is pissed off. Because you don't know my story. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. There is one thing I want to clarify. Just because I come across as a tough, angry son of a bitch doesn't mean that I would ever, never, ever, ever physically hurt somebody. The only instance that that would ever happen is if one of my own, who I still trust, and let me tell you something, that list is very, very limited. It is getting more and more limited. The only time that anybody would ever get hurt physically is if you fuck with any of the people that I trust. Other than that, I don't like to hurt people physically. Mentally, on the other hand, it depends on how badly you fuck me over. You do something really bad to piss me off, you continue to lie to me, I will put some damn dirt in your eye, and I don't give a shit. Who says what? Ladies and gentlemen, that is what happens when you have been through more shit than not. I started this movement because I am tired. I have been tired for a very, very long time with the way things have been. I'm tired of it. So you know what I do? You know what I do? I don't go around and I'm not all like, goodbye, Sally. I'm not like that. I want to be fair. And again, I do not condone negativity. Which is another reason why I came up with the drama versus trauma segment for the second half and the main event of the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have been through more shit than not, I'm not afraid to speak my mind. There are certain instances still where I do have to keep my mouth shut. But when those instances are not there, I'm going to say whatever the hell I want. Does that make me a scary person? No. If you want to consider the fact that I'm not afraid to put people in their place and to call people out scary, then fine. Call it whatever you want. What you call scary, what you call me looking for attention, I call it a man who is fighting for what he believes in. That is what I am doing, folks. But I'm not doing it just for me. I'm doing it for everybody out there like me who has been through some heavy shit. I am doing this, speaking my mind for the most part, because I'm tired of people saying shit like, oh, that's life. That is life. Good vibes only, bro. Feel good, bro. And just ignoring the problem. I don't tolerate that. That is something that I've had to put up with my entire life. Now again, obviously, I don't like being angry. But if you knew what I have been through and a good chunk of what I've had to deal with and who I've had to deal with on a daily basis, you would see why. You would see why. I'll say this again as well. Unless you know my story, and unless you know my journey to get to this point, then shut your damn mouths. You don't know me until you know me. I do what I do because I'm trying to show people like me, don't ever be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. To fight, to be the change that you want to see the world. And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what I'm doing. That is 100% exactly what I'm doing. Now, this other part, I'm going to say it again. The Phoenix Knights side of me. I'll tell you exactly what that is. That is the side of me that makes me a tough son of a bitch. That is the side of me that protects me. That is the side of me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, although you're going to hear a lot of this during drama versus trauma, some of it you may have heard before, but it's a point I am trying to make. But, ladies and gentlemen, I have been through some shit, and let me tell you something. Some of that shit that I've been through, no matter what, I always seem to rise from the ashes like a phoenix. And I come back stronger than ever. You know what that means? That means I'm a firebird, baby. I'm a firebird. And at the end of the night, somehow, some way, maybe not necessarily with everything, but a good chunk of the time, I always have the last laugh. What does that mean? That is basically the origin of the Phoenix Knight. And it grew to other things. My fantasy football team names, some of my emails, my gamer tags on my Switch and my PS4. I'm the fucking Phoenix Knight, y'all. I rise from the ashes, baby. I rise from the ashes. No matter what. And you know what? One of the biggest things that I'm going to rise from the ashes for is, and I told my old man this just the other night, I'm going to rise from the ashes of this so-called great city of Austin, Texas, which it's growing at a very immature, fast rate. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is not the same Austin, Texas. And quite honestly, I don't want to be here much longer. But, so I can be closer to my father. So I can be closer to my girlfriend. I told my father within the next year and a half to 2 years, maybe even a little sooner, if certain things fall into place, I want to go to San Marcos. It's cheaper. It's quieter. I don't have to deal with the fucking rising crimes of Austin. I don't have to deal with the fucking traffic. I don't have to deal with the homeless population. And again, did I mention that it's cheaper? Yeah. And it's quieter. I don't like big crowds. Unless it's at a music concert that I want to go to. Case in point, I really want to go to Danny Brown later this month, but chances are, I probably can't. Or, if it's to support the one thing in this world, win or lose, that has given me true happiness and a true, healthier escape. Otherwise, I can't stand a fucking large crowd worth for shit. I can't. I just can't. But here's my point, ladies and gentlemen. Couple few things. Number one. I always said, unless I ever hit rock bottom again like I did several years ago, I'll always rise from the ashes. And speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, I almost hit that again this past summer. I almost hit that again this past summer when, as a lot of you already know by now, one of my best friends took his own life. Someone who was a good-hearted man who was suffering. And it's a perfect example of why I do what I do. Because nobody should ever have to fake a fucking thing in this world for a damn person. I sure as shit won't. There are certain times where I have to put it aside. But when those situations are not there, if any of you out there try to change me, and not being who I am, then as far as I'm concerned, you could kiss my ass. If those certain situations came up, different story. But when those situations are not here, anybody who tries to change me could kiss my ass. Because I am done holding back. I am done keeping my mouth shut. And ladies and gentlemen, with everything that has been going on lately, few things I will not mention at this time. It just proves my point even more. Ladies and gentlemen, my biggest thing right now is for the first time in a long, long time, I'm actually trying to make the changes. Because let me tell you something. Number one, I'm ready to put a lot of things and a lot of people behind me. That's number one. Number two, I'm ready to look forward more than backward. Now, granted, will some of the backward things always be a part of me? Unfortunately, yes. but it's just going to make me stronger. It is going to make me a more tougher son of a bitch. And it's going to make me hell-bent to continue to do what I do best. And after one of my best friends died 2 months ago, I'm not stopping. Now, lately, some fucked up things have been happening. One of them by one of my people. Another situation that I will not say at this time. Again, I feel like I almost feel like I couldn't do this anymore. I really couldn't. But after a conversation with my father the other night, who is one of the baddest mofos, and I say that in a very good way, who's one of the most baddest sons of bitches out there, but he's also one of the most kindest, smartest, wisest men out there, even if we don't agree with each other at times. Let's be honest. But after that conversation, that's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I needed. And it reminded me, with a lot of things, including the real movement, which, by the way, even if something were to happen to me tomorrow, the real movement will never die. It will continue while I'm still here on this earth. And if I were to die tomorrow, in 2 seconds from now, it will continue on. It will continue on. Ladies and gentlemen, I am determined to make things better. Now, I'm not going to do it in the way where I have to fake certain shit. If you think I'm going to do that, then you're an idiot. Sorry! Not sorry. I fake nothing. For the most part. About 95%, I fake nothing. But I am determined to continue to make a difference in this world. I am determined to make a better life for myself. I'm determined to get the hell out of this city. I am determined to make a better life for myself and for my amazing girlfriend. And after a lot of things that have been happening lately, I'm more determined than ever. But a good chunk of that, how I do it, I'm going to do it my way. With advice, and sometimes I may change things up a little bit, and well, I'm not perfect, I'm not a bad person, I am not a violent person, but you know what I am? I'm a tough son of a bitch who is not afraid to speak his mind. The only time that I would ever physically hurt somebody is if anybody I cared about was fucked with. If anybody like my father, my girlfriend, my family, my homeboy Evan, homegirl Ashley, and maybe a few others were ever fucked with, then that's where I got a problem even more. But otherwise, I'm just a man who is not afraid to speak his mind. That is not changing. Sometimes I may take a break, but that is not going anywhere. because it's who I am. And it's who got me out of the dark abyss that I was in. It really is. Now, as I've always said before, if more things have gone right than wrong, maybe things would be different. But unfortunately, they're not. Unfortunately, they're not. But you know what? It just made me more stronger. It made me realize that I'm proud to be who I am. And while I miss one of my best friends, because ever since then, it felt like my group is falling apart. Yeah, I said it. I don't care. I don't care. Ever since one of my best friends passed away 2 months ago, feels like things between my group is falling apart. But that's all I'm going to say on that at this time. But here's the point. Here's one more announcement. As of right now, before I go to break, unless you are my father, unless you are my girlfriend, unless you are my buddy Evan, unless you are homegirl Ashley, unless you are any of my Big 12 country brothers, especially my partner Tyler, unless you're some of my family, unless you are Glenn, unless you are Michelle, unless you are my Longhorn Nation brethren, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of yous are officially under evaluation. Because there are a lot of things that are pissing me off right now. And I am done just sitting by and being nice about it. Certain things I do understand, but there are other things that are making it hard. And I'm done. Things are going to change. I was lost for a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, as of tonight, October 10th, 2019... Mr. Real As It Gets is officially back. And he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He's back. And he's better than ever. And he's just going to continue to get better than ever. But yes, I am back. Anywho, when we come back, it is time for the long-awaited segment that I've been talking about for weeks called Drama versus Trauma. What does that mean? It means there is a major difference, and it's time for that to be explored. Drama versus Trauma, when we come back, next.
Take my swim trunks. I won't need them.
What does he want with your swim trunks?
Why should they go to waste?
You ever hear the one about the stupid little prick named Rick who thought he knew shit but didn't know shit and got everyone that he gave a shit about killed? It's about you. Y'all gonna want to put your guns down now.
No one drops anything. We had a deal.
Tamiel came for the boat things, followed ones who took. Made a better deal.
You push me, and you push me. And you push me, Rick. You just tried to blow us up, right? I mean, I get me, my people, but Eugene, he's one of yours. And after what he did, he stepped up. You people are animals. Universe gives you a sign and you just shove your finger right up its ass. Dwight, Simon, chop chop. Eugene anymore. You guys gotta like Sasha. I do too. Got it right here, packaged for your convenience. Alive and well. Now I brought her so I wouldn't have to kill all of you, and not killing all of you could get complicated. See, I know there's a lot of firepower left in there, Rick. So I'm gonna make this simple. I want all the guns you managed to scrape up. Yep. I know about those too. I want every last grain of lemonade you got left. I want a person of your own choosing for Lucille. Daryl. Ooh, I gotta get me my Daryl back. I see you. And the pool table. And all the pool cues and chalk. And I want it now! Or Sasha dies.
Okie dokie. Brought this on yourself, Rick. See, I was willing to work with you. All you had to do was follow a few very simple rules. But now, well, now I see that you've got to go. Scorched earth, you dick!
He's not home.
Oh, holy shit! Everybody hold your fire, it's calm. Look at you. Answering the door like a big boy. I am so proud. Daddy's not home, huh? Well, I guess he's gonna get back to a big old smoky surprise.
His family's in here. Kids. My little sister.
That shit just breaks my heart. There's kids at the sanctuary. You must have seen them. Even had a little baby at one of the outposts. I wonder what happened to her. None of this shit's fair, kid. Hell, you know that. You had to kill your own mom. That is screwed up. Ergo, we need someone in charge who's willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that shit doesn't happen. Oh, wait. That's me.
Bad stuff does happen, but we can figure this out. We can stop this.
Oh, now you want to talk? See, your dad had it that I died no matter what. He gave my people a choice. Not me. Now we're going to need a new understanding. Apologies. Punish.
Kill me.
What did you say?
If you have to kill someone, there has to be punishment, then kill me. I'm serious.
You want to die?
No, I don't. But I will. It's gonna happen. And if me dying could stop this, if it can make things different for us, for you, for all those other kids, it'd be worth it. I mean, was this the plan? Was it supposed to be this way? Is this who you want it to be?